call received from home care agency.
Home care, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Nicole. My social worker says she faxed over a referral for me to be a patient.
Okay, sure. Let me just check. You want to be a patient with us, right?
Right.
Do you have a caregiver?
Yes.
Okay, just one second. So what is your first name?
Nicole Roberson.
Roberson is Roberson?
Yes.
What's your date of birth?
10/29/1972.
They give birth to care management company, which will have the patient respect. And according to the company, we will prove the power.
Sorry, I'm just trying to see if I have you in the system. I actually don't, so I can sign you up, though. Do you have a family member that cares for you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Did you see the fax that she sent over? Were you able?
I did not. No. And
okay.
Do you know which agency you're trying to reach?
She said this agency. This is the, what is this?
We're Family First Home Care.
I guess it was this. She gave me this number.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where are you located?
We're located in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Well, what part?
On the Winding Drive. On the Winding Drive.
Oh, Winding Drive. Is that like over City Line Avenue?
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Well, I don't know if she gave me this number, and she said I can come here, but,
good.
So what do I need to do?
So give me your date of birth once again.
Oh, it's October 29th, 1972.
Okay. Yeah, I got your information here. I see your Medicaid is actually inactive, but we can help you activate it.
Okay.
Okay, and you said you have a friend or family member that's going to be your caregiver, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. So, who is that?
Jahad Walton, that's my son.
Oh, okay. Can you spell me the name?
J-A-H-A-D.
Okay. Walton?
Walton.
W-A-L-T-O-N?
W-A-L-T-O-N.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have his phone number?
267-496-0783.
Okay. Are there any minors present in your home?
No.
Okay. Okay, and your phone number is the 267-974-9046?
Yes.
Any additional phone number that I can have on file just in case we can't reach you?
I guess if you want to put another one.
Yeah. Only if you
have.
Oh,
I don't have any.
Okay, that's fine. What about your address?
5455 Upland Way.
5455?
Yes.
Okay.
Philadelphia, PA 19131.
What's the name of the, it's 5455 what?
Upland, UPLAND.
Upland Way. And what's the zip code?
19131.
Oh, okay, got it. That's in Philly County as well, right?
Right.
Now, what are the basic help that you need? What disabilities do you have?
What do I need help with, or what disability? I need help with, like, dressing and bathing, getting in and out of the tub.
Oh, okay.
Like getting, you know, around.
Okay, mobility and meals and appointments.
Mobility.
Right?
Appointments, yes.
Okay.
And like housekeeping, stuff like that.
Okay. Fine. So now I have the information. Let me just go ahead and see if there is an intake specialist available to take your call, and she's going to guide you further. All right?
Okay. Yes, thank you.
No problem. I'm still here. Just one more minute, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you own a home or a car?
Not a car, no.
You own a home?
Yes.
Okay, 1 minute. I'm just wondering if you're going to be eligible to reactivate your Medicaid. Hold on a minute. Are you single or married?
Single.
Any saved assets or monthly income?
I'm sorry.
Do you have any saved assets or monthly income?
No.
You don't have a monthly income at all?
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay, Abigail is available to take your call, so I'm going to go ahead and transfer you right over, okay?
Okay, what was your name again?
My name is Chaya.
Thanks, Chaya.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, this is Abigail. Who am I speaking with?
This is Nicole Roberson.
Hi, Nicole. Just a minute. I'm going to pull up your new referral. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
Are you calling about in regards to yourself or about another patient?
About myself.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so I'm going to run through the application process with you a little bit, and then we can get started with, okay?
Okay.
So what happens is the patient has to get approved by Maximus, which is a company that works for the state, and then as well as the county. So can you hear me?
I'm sorry, say it again, please.
Yeah, no problem. So you will have to get approved from Maximus, which is the company that works for the state and the county as well. So Maximus will schedule 2 assessments with you. They're going to come to your home. They will see if you're physically eligible, and then you will have to fill out 1 doctor's form, send it back, and then you can get an approval from them.
and then we need to get an approval from the county, which is a financial approval. I'm just letting you know exactly what's going to go down, but I'm going to walk you through as each step comes along. You can be in touch with me. You'll save my number. I'll be in contact with you, and we'll get through it, okay?
Okay.
The process usually does take about 6 weeks, give or take some time, depending on if we got through to the county. They sometimes will take some time to get back with the approval, but I just want to let you know that before.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
And then I want to confirm a few things about your financials just to see if you would probably be approved financially. Are you making more than $2,900 a month currently?
No, I don't have any income.
Okay. What about, do you own a home or a car?
Yes, I own a home.
And it's under your name?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm assuming the home is over $8,000, correct?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Sorry, just 1 minute, please.
Okay.
Okay, so what happens is when the patient has a financial status for over a certain amount of money, if they're over the financial income limit or they have specific assets, they may run into some issues later on once they get the approval and they start the services. The government may run into some issues because of the house. So I don't want you to get stuck with that. What I'm going to do is I'll have you call Maximus, which is the company. It will schedule your assessments, and you can go with them till you get the approval. Once you would get the approval, then you can call us back, and we can be your agency. But for now, I don't want you to get messed up with that. So I can give you their number.
What do you mean messed up as far as, like, what?
So, like you said, you have a home. The government can, once you get started with the services, at a later on date, they may take away the home if something happens to you, and you don't want that to happen, unless you would put your home in somebody else's name.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Okay.
Yes.
So there are also ways that maybe you can... You can, like, cover up the home, and you can ask this to Maximus. I'm going to give you their number. Did Kaya give you the number when you were on the phone with her before for Maximus?
No, she didn't. I'm just typing it in the phone, so I'm ready for you, though.
Okay, it's 877-550-4227.
Okay.
Okay, and then if you, once you go through the process and you would get approved, then you can call us back and we would be happy to help you, okay?
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, sure. No problem.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care, Nicole. Bye-bye.